Chapter 10 is a turning point. Ready? I wish I could say that all my staff were keen to cooperate, but there were a couple that preferred to do what they always did rather than take any direction from this young whippersnapper. After all, what could I know? I was only 30 years old. Keeping in mind my desire to do my best and feeling that I wasn't succeeding, the fact that so much of what was on my plate was new and I was floundering, the reality that I was becoming physically and mentally fatigued from the rigors of my work in the daytime and producing transcripts in the evenings, and the fact that I missed the camaraderie of my friends at the courthouse, I started to seriously regret my decision to quit reporting. As was customary, when a reporter at the courthouse retired or left, there was a party held in their honor after work in the cafeteria on the fifth floor. There would be free food and drinks funded by the partnership, and some formal and some funny speeches, too. There was an open invitation to the courthouse staff. My party occurred about 3 weeks after I had left. It was well attended by reporters, a few court clerks, and a few judges. After the formalities and we were just standing around, a judge casually walked up to me and intimated that he wanted me to follow him to a quiet part of the room. He immediately broached the subject with this sentence, and his quiet words remained burned into my brain. "Jerry, I heard you are not happy at Nate. If you want to come back, I can fix it for you." I broke down with emotion, I think from the relief I was feeling. I was able to thank him and went to the washroom to compose myself. After a few private thanks and goodbyes, I quietly left the party to go home. As I was driving, the impact of his gesture and remark fully sunk in. Within a matter of minutes, I could feel my attitude changing. I started feeling uplifted, I think because I now had an option. I felt stronger and more determined than ever. It was like I had just gotten a shot of courage. It was absolutely amazing, and I will never forget what that kind comment did for me. I told myself that I was not a quitter, that I had overcome struggles before and could overcome this one too. I vowed to work towards making this court reporting program the best in North America. I knew it was a lofty goal and a real challenge, but I presently have a sign hanging above the door of my new shop that I'm building that contains the secret sauce. It says, "I'm not afraid of work, work is afraid of me." I was friendly with and respectful of my students. I knew that people can learn from someone that they don't like, but they will learn more if they do. At the outset, I had described to them the relationship that I had with my mentors when I was a student reporter, and that was the same non-threatening atmosphere I wanted to create in the classroom. Some of my staff resented that I asked students to use my first name. They warned that they won't respect you. I told my staff that they were free to continue with what they had done in the past, but that in my opinion, respect is not something you can demand. It must be earned through positive conduct and attitude, and that you gain trust through competence and caring. I was not directly involved with the machine shorthand classes because I was a pen writer, but my relaxed, interactive lecture classes related to law and court reporting procedures were filled with a sharing of knowledge along with spontaneous, relevant stories drawn from my 11 years of reporting experience and maybe a few not-so-relevant stories, too. A strong bond and mutual trust developed. My chairman confidentially shared with me that one of my staff complained to him about the laughter emanating from the classroom through the wall of the office bank, and that she said all he does in class is tell jokes. My supervisor had sat in on some of my classes to give me general feedback, and he knew how high stress the program was for students and that my objectives also included having some fun with them. So we had a good chuckle together about that comment. I diligently continued my ritual of going to the law courts in the evenings until after a few months I was basically caught up. Yes, there were some back orders that came in, but they were easy to handle. I developed a good rapport with the English and medical terminology instructors and was able to get funding to hire a lawyer on contract to teach the civil law course. I made a point of getting to know the senior administrators at Nate, including the individual responsible for financial matters and purchasing. I had good connections with the judiciary and some prominent lawyers as well as employers of our grads, and when directed to establish a new advisory committee for the program, My boss was impressed with my list, and even more so when they accepted to become members. As users of the product, they would be advising Nate as to curriculum strengths and weaknesses and trends in industry, and there was a lot going on in that area.